Good afternoon and welcome to this fabulous, fabulous, wonderful day of trumpets. Truly a festival of joy and jubilation, right? It wouldn't be any more appropriate than to have trumpets for special music, would it not? I've asked my friend P.J. DeMarini he's a friend of mine, and he's a graduate of Ambassador College and Fuller Seminary, and he's a doctoral candidate now in Talbot School of Theology at Biola. So I'm going to ask if he would please come up and share with us the shofar blows that have meaning for us today. The first tekiah means a loud blow, signals a call to gather. This is the call to gather that Howard was mentioning as Israel did make the covenant. The sound is two longer notes, right? Then we have Shevarim, which means broken, as in moaning, signals troubles or war. That's the one that Feast of Trumpets is also called Yom Hadin, which is a day of judgment. That's the three blasts of alertness. And then the third sound is Teruah, which means a loud blast, signals shouting to God to remember his covenant with his people. The holy day is called Yom Teruah, the Feast of Trumpets, Yom HaZikaron, the Feast of Remembrance, as Howard mentioned, a memorial, right? Memorial of God's covenant that his people made with him. This is the Teruah. The sound is nine staccato notes. It takes some air to do that, does it not? Then we have the Teruah Gedolah, which means the great trumpet blow. Signals peace, having the King of Peace, our Messiah, return in the future. And this one is the very long held note. Beautiful. Thank you for that fabulous honorary special music, a memorial of the blowing of trumpets. That's what God wants us to remember. What a memorial day this is, God's memorial day, that we should remember that we have a covenant with him. So why trumpets? In Numbers 10, God's mentioned, as Howard shared with us, God told them to make two silver trumpets. And when they blow both of them, it was to gather the people, right? Blowing only one, it's just the leaders. The heads of the divisions of Israel would gather. And they were also used to sound the advance So there were certain blows to sound the advance for the camps that lie in the south to begin journeying, and the camps that lie on the other side. And then there was the sound of gathering that's totally different from the advancing sound. And these were to be done as a memorial and ordinance forever throughout your generations. God said, when you go to war, as Numbers 10 reminds us, sound the alarm with the trumpets. And the purpose was to make the people recognize that God was hearing this. Because when you sound the alarm with these trumpets, you will be remembered before the Lord your God, and you will be not only remembered, but you will be saved, as Howard and Numbers 10 mentioned. Also, use the trumpets in the day of your gladness and in your appointed feasts. And as we just took up the offering, it's appropriate that we had this done right as we took up the offering right after. Because you shall blow the trumpets over your offerings, God said. So that will be a memorial to you before your God. As God said in Numbers 10:10, I am your God. There's no forgetting this. God wants us to remember this. This is the memorial we're required to remember. In Numbers 21:29, he tells us, the first day of the seventh month, it's a holy convocation. This, along with every Sabbath, is a holy day, a holy meeting. Who can make anything holy but God? God makes us by virtue of our convocating, makes us holy before Him. This is a day of blowing of trumpets, and you shall do no customary work on that day. And as we see, one of the things that blowing of these trumpets memorializes is what we looked at in Revelation chapter 22:12. The God who is returning to His people, His creation this day, says, I am coming quickly and My reward is with Me. What reward is He talking about? The blowing of trumpets is helping us to remember that He has a specific reward to us, to give to us. He said in John 10, right? I have come that you may have what? Life. And life more abundantly. Revelation 22:14, it says, blessed are those who keep the commandments that they may have right to this gift that He has for us, the tree of life, the tree of everlasting life. That's the gift that He plans to share with us. And remember when He was speaking with the Samaritan woman at the well, she said, was talking to Him about, oh, you don't have anything to take water out of the well with. And she said, why are you talking to Me, a Samaritan? And Jesus told her, if you knew the gift of God and who it was that was speaking with you, you would have asked Him to give you a drink, and He would have given you living waters. The waters that give us eternal life. Waters is also a symbol of God's Spirit that lives in us, that imparts the possibility of eternal life for all God's people. That living water. The water I shall give him will become. And this is what that water is supposed to do. It's supposed to become in him, in us, a fountain of water springing up to eternal life. That's what trumpets are memorializing. This gift of this water springing up into everlasting life. There was a young rich ruler that asked Jesus, what do I have to do that I may gain eternal life? And Jesus spent a lot of chapter 19 explaining that. And by the time he got to verse 29, he said, everyone who left fathers and brothers and sisters and mothers and wife and children, lands for my name's sake, those who left everything behind for my name's sake shall receive 100-fold and inherit eternal life. Jesus was talking in Matthew 25 after chapter 24 that we took a peek at, and he was talking about the wicked and their everlasting punishment. But what do the righteous get to look forward to? Chapter 25 of Matthew, verse 46. The righteous look forward to eternal life. In John 3:15, Jesus was telling his disciples that whoever believes in him, me, himself, should not perish. So those that believe in Jesus Christ and his name will not perish, but they will have eternal life. Because as we know, the next verse, God so loved the world, John 3:16, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. That's what this is all about. This memorialization, this blowing of trumpets, this blasting of a noise to help us remember the memorial of God's gift to us and his plan to give us this gift of everlasting life. Remember when Jesus was telling them in John 6, whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood, as we do during the Passover, symbolically, that person has eternal life. And Jesus promised, I will raise him up at the last day. I will raise him up to what? To eternal life, to live forever. That's why we are here on this Day of Trumpets. That's why we memorialize this gift by blowing trumpets and alerting us of this memorial, reminding all of us of this memorial that Jesus said, we have eternal life, and I will raise you up in the last day. And John was talking with him, and Jesus said, are you going to go away? Because some of his disciples left when they heard what he was talking about. And John said, or I should say, Peter said to him, Lord, to whom shall we go? Jesus said, Peter, are you going to go away too? And Peter recognized, as he said to Jesus, where are we going to go? You are the one who have the words of eternal life. And in chapter 10 of John, we could recall when Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give them eternal life. I give my sheep eternal life. They shall never perish. The sheep that follow the Lamb, as Howard was mentioning, those that follow the Lamb wherever he goes, have eternal life and they will never perish. We will never perish if we remain sheep that follow the Lamb. No one is able to snatch them out of my hand because my Father and I are one. My Father who gave them to me is greater than all, and no one can snatch them out of the Father's hand because I and the Father are one. Remember when Jesus was praying the prayer in John 17, in the last recorded lengthy prayer that he shared with us through the book of John, chapter 17, before his giving his life. He said to his Father, he said, "You gave me authority over all flesh, that he, speaking of himself, that he should give eternal life, God's gift, to as many as you have given him." Jesus was saying that he would give those who you've given to me, to Jesus, eternal life to as many as God the Father had given to him through his calling. We can remember as well in Acts 13 when the Gentiles heard that the gospel was to be shared with them as well. They found out through Paul that the gospel was going to be shared with them. They were glad and glorified the word of the Lord, and as many, in Acts 13:48, as many as had been appointed to eternal life believed. What did they believe? They believed that not only was eternal life a gift that was given to them, but they had an appointment. Israel, Jews, Gentiles, anyone who believed has an appointment. That's why we gather today and celebrate this day on the Feast of Trumpets, because we recognize and memorialize the fact that the blowing of these trumpets signifies and helps us remember that we have an appointment. We have an appointment with eternal life, that Jesus Christ, when he returns and is crowned with many crowns on this day, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, when he returns, he will give this gift of eternal life to all of those that are his, that follow him as the Lamb. Paul was telling the Romans, "Do you despise the richness of God's goodness, not knowing that his goodness leads you to repentance? But you have a hard, impenitent heart. You're treasuring up. If you're going to stay that way, you're going to treasure up for yourself in the day of wrath, judgment, God's judgment. You're storing that up for you, because God's going to render to each one according to his deeds. God will give eternal life to those who have followed the Lamb, and judgment to those, eternal life to those who by patient continuance in sticking with our appointment, in sticking with our memorial, continuous doing good, seeking for glory and honor and immortality. We are human beings in physical bodies that are going to die. Every one of these bodies is going to pass away eventually, except if we, in patient continuance in doing good, seek for honor and glory, we can seek for immortality, to keep our appointment with this memorial that we celebrate today. as we remember Romans 6:23, when Paul was telling the Romans, the wages of sin is death. If you continue in sin, you're done. You're gone. But the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus, our Lord. And Paul told Timothy in chapter 6, fight the good fight of faith. Fight the fight that helps you hang on to this memorial. Don't forget what the trumpet blasts mean to you. Fight the good fight and lay hold on eternal life. 1 Timothy 6:12. To which you were called. You were called to eternal life. We have an appointment with eternal life. That's why we have this memorial of the blowing of trumpets. Paul told Timothy in chapter 6:19 that they're storing up for themselves. We are storing up for ourselves a good foundation for the time to come when Jesus Christ returns on this day to start a whole new era in his creation. That's what we memorialize today, that those who store up for ourselves this good foundation, that we may lay hold on eternal life. Paul greeted Titus in chapter 1, and he said, I'm Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, according to the faith of God's elect and the acknowledgement of truth that's in accordance with righteousness or godliness, in the hope of eternal life, which God, who cannot lie, promised before time began. This has always been God's plan, to appoint his creation to live forever. Remember, there was a tree in the Garden of Eden that could, if they had obeyed God, give people the chance to live forever, right? Remember the tree of life? But they didn't obey God, so they didn't get to eat of it. But the tree of life is also, we have the right to eat of the tree of life if we follow his commandments in Revelation, as we just discussed earlier. Paul told Titus in chapter 3, verse 7, that we have been justified by his grace, and we should become heirs according to the hope of eternal life. Heirs, inheritors. That's what heirs are, right? We have an appointment within our inheritance according to the hope of eternal life. In 1 John chapter 1, this life, he was telling the disciples that, John was reminding them that this life was manifested to us. John said, we knew this life. We saw this man named Jesus Christ, the Messiah. He was the embodiment of eternal life. He said, we've seen him and we bear witness of him and declare to you that eternal life, which was with the Father, this Messiah who was with the Father, he said, I came down from the Father and I have to go back to him. John was recognized that he was with the Father. This eternal life was manifested to us, to human beings, and he manifests himself to us through his Spirit that he has shared with us in each other. And John said, and this is the promise that he has promised us. 1 John 2:25, this is the promise that he has promised us. This is what we memorialize with this blast of these trumpets, this teruah, this noise. We memorialize this promise that he has promised us, which is two words, John said, eternal life. And this is the testimony, he said, that God has given us. We already have it. God has given us eternal life. And this life is in his Son. These things I wrote to you in verse 13. You who believe in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, that you may know. We can know without a shadow of a doubt. We can know that we have eternal life, that you may continue to believe in the name of the Son of God. We know that he's given us an understanding, 1 John 5:20. He's given us an understanding that we may know him who is true. Jesus Christ, the Messiah, is the one who is true. His Father is the one who is true, and his Son, Jesus Christ, is the one who is true as well. This is the true God and eternal life. Near the end of the book of Jude, we see in verse 21, in Jude, verse 21, we're admonished to keep ourselves in the love of God. Remember when Jesus told his disciples, you're my friends if you do what I command you, right? You're my friends if you keep my commandments. Here we're told, keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. The mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ leads us to eternal life, which he has given us, that gift that we celebrate today on this Day of Trumpets. And we can remember that he is able to save to the utmost those who come to God through him. God is able to save those that come to him through Jesus Christ, his Son, because his Son, in Hebrews 7:25, he always lives to make intercession for them. Jesus Christ is sitting at the right hand of his Father. Romans 8:34. It is Christ who died, and furthermore has risen, who is even at the right hand of God, who also makes intercession for us. He is there interceding for us, praying for us, at the right hand of his Father, interceding for us that we may continue to memorialize and keep this gift that he shared with us, this gift of eternal life. And Paul, as he reminded those in Thessalonica in chapter 4, I don't want you to be ignorant, he said to them, right? Concerning those who have fallen asleep. There are those of our church family who have fallen asleep, right? They are asleep in Jesus, right? There are those who have fallen asleep, and he didn't want us to be ignorant. 1 Thessalonians 4:13. that we should sorrow as those that don't have any hope, those that don't have this hope of eternal life. We know that those who sleep in Jesus have a future that we memorialize today by blasting the noise of these trumpets. He said in verse 14, if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, and we do believe that, right? Because we know he's at the right hand of the Father, interceding for and praying for us. If we believe that he rose again, even so, God will bring with him those who sleep in Jesus. For we say this to you by the word of the Lord, verse 15, by the authority of God's word, that we who are alive and remain, those of us who are still alive and remain until his coming on this day, will by no means precede those who are resurrected before us. For the Lord himself will descend with a shout, a loud teruah, with the voice of an archangel and the trumpet of God. That is some trumpet. That we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with those who are resurrected, with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And thus we shall always be with the Lord. Right there, it says it again. Eternal life with the Lord, with our Lord, the Lamb, and our Messiah and his Father, God the Father. So what can we do? The last verse there says, verse 18, therefore, as you remind yourselves with the memorial of these blowing of trumpets, therefore comfort one another with these words. Comfort one another with these words. And continue sharing this memorial of these trumpet blasts to which we've been privileged to participate. Happy Festival of Trumpets, brethren.